record! Not this record! Not this record!
Singles remind me of kisses. Albums remind me of plans.
And my LP records and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
Change
up the
jukebox.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox Saturday night.
We've got a jukebox. Cool, toy, toy.
All the jukebox music.
May I say, before this record spins to a close, anything goes.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, is that summer of 2012 song hit stuck in your head yet? Is it driving you crazy? Vinyl spins of a couple of contenders for early summer smash coming up. Plus, the revival of an iconic 80s TV series brings a rarity out of mothballs and remembering an unsung hero from a legendary band. I'm Paul Capelcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Your eyes got me blind. Your eyes got me blind.
she means, you see. She's a heart that beats close to me. Getting back to the way I feel, her honest word is my only real friend. When she comes to me, then I feel fine. Then I'm not afraid, but so gratified. Emerald eyes is a mystery. She's a heart that beats close to me. Fine, emerald eyes in the night, gleaming shiny and bright, as if covered with silver. She's still a mystery to me. The way she sails away slow makes your day-to-day life easy. Honest word is my only real friend. Only an honest word, maybe a sky report, could be a weather bird if it's so close to me. Emerald eyes is a mystery, staring through to the heart of me. Find emerald eyes in the night, gleaming shiny and bright, as if silver. She's still a mystery to me. The way she sails away slow makes your day-to-day life easy.
Bob Welch on The Vinyl Experience. He took his own life last week after years of illness and, we can assume, bitterness of estrangement from his Fleetwood Mac legacy. But he was the voice of the band at one time, and that voice will sing again later in this show. Duck Dunn's recent passing brought this new Steve Cropper LP to my turntable. It's a collection of songs that Duck turned young Steve onto in high school. Steve writes on the cover, "The Duck's brother worked for King Records in Memphis, and when he heard this song, he thought, that's what I want to sound like." From Dedicated, a salute to the Five Royales, here's Think. Thank you.
routine.
Thinking Man's Soul from Steve Cropper and The Queen. Aretha, still going strong. As is another royal soul sister, Tina Turner. A cruel internet hoax had some folks believing that she had died, but it's going to take a lot more than Twitter to kill this dauntless survivor.
Just a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. Don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. And your private dancer, a dancer for money, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money, any old music will do. Yeah.
Tina Turner added that ZZ Top hit to her Private Dancer tour in 1984, a time when Texas was represented on radio and MTV by the hot-rodded early 80s ZZ Top, and on TV by Dallas. The Ewing clan returned to TV this week with a Next Generation relaunch of the series. And here's a novelty record from Dallas's heyday. When the Who Shot JR episode drew in a record audience in 1980, T.R. Dallas responded with this 45.
Who cares about the weather or what Russia might be doing? But everybody wants to know is who shot J.R. Ewing?
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that died in Dallas town? Well, I know he had it coming, but the truth, it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot JR down? Now, JR, he's a Texan, an oil man through and through, and he knows an oil man's got to do what an oil man's got to do. So he played it hard and he played it rough, and then once in a while he stabbed somebody in the back, but he'd do it with a smile.
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that night in Dallas town? Well, I know we had it coming, but the truth, it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot J.R. down?
Sue Ellen, she was once Miss Tennessee, and when she married old J.R., she lost her sanity. Or it might have been her sister, the woman J.R. scorned, or his younger brother Bobby, maybe daddy or his mom.
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Who shot old J.R. down? Who shot that son of a Texas gun that night in Dallas town? Well, I know we had it coming, but the truth, it must be found. Can anybody tell me who shot J.R. down? Who shot J.R. Ewing? That's what I'd like to know. It happened right before me on my favorite TV show. Now it had to be one of but the question is, which one? Can anybody tell me who shot J.R. down?
The world has a right to know. When I asked Chuck, did he shoot J.R.? He said, hell no. After all, J.R. is my own flesh and blood. And I said, that's as good a motive as any. Then I asked Sue Ellen. She flashed her little eyes at me and said, why? I wouldn't do a thing like that to my darling husband, would I? That only left Miss Ellie. She said she didn't do it, but she knew who did. I said, who? And she told me, you know who it was? Yeah?
The Vinyl Experience with T.R. Dallas and Who Shot J.R. Ewing. Dallas, Texas can boast an authentic garage band in Jimmy C and the Chelsea Five, released on local Dallas label Zero Records in the mid-60s.
I don't want you in my town, so leave me alone. have you by my side each and every single day. But somehow, girl, I can't face you. I don't want it that away. So leave me alone. That's what I say. Leave me alone. That's what I say. I don't want you in my town, so leave me alone. That's what I say. Leave me alone. That's what I say. I said I don't need you, girl. I don't want you.
That's what I say.
I said I don't need you, girl. Your love. That's what I say. I said I don't need you.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
More vinyl experience in a moment on PRN.FM.
You are listening to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Jim Menzel Joseph, host of the Art of Survival show on the Progressive Radio Network. Together, we will share a journey of discovery and a vision of creating a sustainable future for ourselves and for our planet. Tune in Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern, or catch us on the archives 24/7. If you like the show, rate us on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you are coming with us.
Hi, I'm Karen Hartglass, the host of It's All About Food. Join me every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where we talk about my favorite subject, food. Learn how you can make a positive difference in your life and all life on Earth every time you eat. To listen to the show, go to prn.fm. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you are coming with us. With us. With us.
Hi, this is Professor T. Love of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Come get your history lesson in soul music on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Ow.
Tune in as I play soul music from 1949 to the present. Also, listen to A Bowl of Soul in the archives. If you like A Bowl of Soul, rate us in iTunes. Come and catch a groove on A Bowl of Soul. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Oh, Jeff.
Yes, Lee?
I just want you to know.
What?
You occupy my heart.
Aw.
Cheater on the Rude with Jeff Chrysler
and Lee Papa.
Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Check out our old shows on the archives.
Archives? That sounds like some weird yellow moldy paper stuff.
And you can listen to all of our old moldy shows at PRN.FM.
Did you hear the Progressive Radio Network has a new slogan?
It does.
It does. Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you are coming with us.
That sounds sort of progressive.
It does, it does, but I think it needs to be a little more demanding.
Progressive Radio Network is moving forward,
and we
want
you
to
come
with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Len Saputo.
And I'm registered nurse Vicki Saputo. We hope you'll join us on our new time slot for our live call-in talk show, Prescriptions for Health, on PRN.FM and DrSaputo.com on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Sometimes a fever's not a bad thing.
Dreaming is really important to our health.
Laughter's the best medicine.
We should use our common sense.
If you miss our live show, you can always catch us on PRN.FM and DrSaputo.com. Archives.
Also, if you like our show, please rate us on iTunes.
The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
This is PRN.FM,
The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
A tune called 45 would get a hearty vinyl experience endorsement, new by Gaslight Anthem. Here's a 45 only released by Black Keys, a bonus 7-inch of Sister, live, that comes with a double LP set of their current El Camino.
We know how to tolerate.
Let's top off today's vinyl experience with the voice of Bob Welch once again, and a couple of kindred spirits in a set. Welch era Fleetwood Mac, mixed with their contemporary Nick Drake from Brighter Later, and Grizzly Bear from 2008's Vecatimist.
It's the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide at least half of the playing field. Because there's no explaining. Your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing. You know you're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange poem. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seemed like rain. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Where a man can fly over mountains and hills. He don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. Because what matters most is the feeling you get. When it seems like a dream, we got you hypnotized. When your body has nothing, you're hypnotized. It seems like a dream. That's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream. When your body needs nothing, you float around, they got you hypnotized.
Second grace. please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun, and the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for the fly.
Sentimental lady, gentle one. Sentimental
And that's the vinyl experience. The sentimental songs of Bob Welch never left us, even if he now has. Tap into previous vinyl experience shows under archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. On Facebook, it's the Vinyl Experience Radio Show. Please share the page with a friend today. And follow my skips and scratches on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.